Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Lilydale, also known as the City of Light. If you'd like to call in to ask questions about different parts of your life or people who have passed on and other subjects in your life and purpose, and we're going to leave it open tonight. You could call in at 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. Well, let us start off by a saying of Einstein, one of my favorite sayings, and it goes something like this. It's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. It could be no other way. This is not philosophy, it's physics. So the great master teachers are saying that prosperity is a form of frequency, healing is a form of frequency, health and healing is a form of frequency. Your world is a manifestation of your creation. So when people like me talk about future possibilities, and you could phone in about that tonight, I am simply telling you what you are creating. So you are the creator. You are making your own life through what you think and how you think and your attitude. And all I'm doing is telling you what you are manifesting. I'm just a reporter. So there's a saying, don't shoot the messenger. I just work here. Okay, so first of all, let's say hello to Joyce, our producer. How are you tonight, Joyce?
I'm great, John. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Journeys of the Light, the Lilydale Radio Show, one of four Lilydale Radio Shows started this September.
Okay, and I believe Joyce, we have a call. Do we have a call?
Yes, we have Brianna from Kansas, and Brianna has a question about love. She would like to know if you see any romance or love coming her way in the near future.
Okay, are you on the air, Brianna? Are you there?
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. So let me hear you say your full name, and then I'll talk about that subject. Okay.
Okay, it's Brianna.
Okay, let me go visit you, Brianna. Okay, now when I'm going to talk about future possibilities. I don't really sense anyone significant until not this January, but next January. Okay. Now it doesn't mean that you can't have any relationships between now and then, but I'm talking about someone significant, okay?
Okay.
Now let me ask a very unusual question: are there twins in your family tree?
Yes, I'm a twin actually, and my aunt and we're named after my aunt and uncle who are twins.
Okay, you know, do you know why I asked you a question like that?
No, that's crazy.
Okay, yeah, you know why it's crazy? Because you could have twins in the future.
Oh, no. My mom always said, you're going to have twins. I'm like, no.
Okay. Well, I think, that's what I actually got. So when I was in your future, when I said January, and I was in next January, this is only my interpretation. I thought I saw you. Well, you're looking at baby cards and things like that. Okay? Now, let's okay. I'm not saying next January you're going to get pregnant and have children, but I'm getting a feeling that you'll need a person, and I believe you will get married, and I do believe that it's very possible that you could have twins. Okay?
Wow. Okay. That's
now
crazy.
Sometimes you got to be careful of what you ask, because you get a little bit more than what you ask for. But I know that you're psychologically, emotionally, and physically healthy, and I know that the twins that will come into your life will also be healthy. More than likely, they will be identical twins. Okay. Well, I did see. I saw a little. I had a feeling of a little boy and a little girl. By the way.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
So. Being married first before I have my, that's how I've always wanted to do things.
Okay, now just a moment. I'm assuming yes, but let's not assume anything. Let me go look. Yes, I do believe so. Yes. No, I don't want
so the
to
guy
leave
that
you
I...
with any doubt. So let's just say yes, okay?
Oh, okay. But the guy that you feel serious about in January, that's who you feel like I would be settling down with?
Well, if I was a famous astrologer, you seem to, your astrological chart says that you'd be meeting a significant person that would be the father of your children. Now, when we're doing this, one of the most difficult things to do is to try to tell time. If my timing is a little bit off, guess what? The event is still on.
I see what you mean.
Okay. Okay, thanks for calling, hon.
Thank you.
Next, we have an email, actually, from Carrie Ann in Pelham, New Hampshire. Carrie Ann from Pelham, New Hampshire. She wants to know if you see her marrying Ann and having babies, preferably his babies.
Okay, let me hear you. How are you tonight? Okay. So the producer just said email. Okay, so let me go visit you. Okay. Well, I'm tuning into you, and if you haven't had a dream about the man you're going to marry, you will have a dream about the man that you will marry. Okay. Even something else that you're not asking for. If I say that you may be living in California in the future, you may say, well, no, that's crazy. Well, you know what? I'm telling you that anyway. So I'm in your future. I get a feeling of you living in California. I get an impression that you end up marrying a person who if they don't have their own company at first, you end up having your own their company. And I believe as though they do very financially well. Okay. And I really feel good about the relationship about marriage with you, because I want to call it a normal, healthy, well-balanced relationship, okay? So that's my prediction for you. So watch out for that dream. Well, yes, I said that there would be. My producer said, well, she asked about babies. And yes, there will be, Well, altogether, there will be three. I saw two around the same age, and then one later on in life, if I am interpreting that right.
One other question for her, Virginia. Do you see her in Virginia?
Do I see her in Virginia? Well, I'm going ahead, and I got a feeling that I'm in the springtime. I saw the snow melting, and I got a feeling of Virginia with you. Okay, good. Now, some of you who know me may know this thing. So let me just say this thing again, because people seem to be talking and phoning in about relationships. So when you say to another person, I love you, what you're really saying is, I like myself a lot when I'm with you. Now, why do you like yourself a lot when you're with that special person? Well, the soul knows that when you're with a person that's good for you to be with, you're going to get to learn all about yourself. Another way of putting it, you're going to fulfill the sacred contracts that you made before you come into the world. Okay? And so here's the big secret, though. The soul does not think in terms of relationships as being good or bad. It's all about learning. And that's why sometimes we get attracted to people that we see later on in life. Oh, my God, what was I thinking? But at the time, that was the person that your soul needed in your life to learn the lesson you needed to learn. Okay. And so remember we talked about frequencies, and relationships are frequencies also. Okay. So ask yourself this question. What type of person would you like to attract? Okay. And you should actually write a letter to God. Writing a letter out to God, what type of person you like to attract. Okay? But like attracts like. And so you will attract the person, again, that your soul wants you to attract. Okay. And so sometimes we're in a relationship, and one-on-one is two. Let me explain that. In quantum physics, one-on-one isn't two, it's three. So when you're with that special other person, whether you want to call them your soulmate or your twin flame, your energy and their energy create a third energy, okay? And so sometimes when people get married, or if you have a very good friendship or a relationship with a person, between the both of you, you manifest amazing things in your life, amazing things in your life. And I think in the end, that's all what we're looking for. We're looking for another person where we could join together and become one. And so the both of us can grow and develop in life the way that our soul wants us to. But love one another, but do not make a bond of love. Rather, let it be as a moving sea between the shores of your soul. Fill each other's cup, but do not drink from the one cup. Give one another of your bread, but do not eat from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone, even as the strings of the lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your hearts not unto each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts. And stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress tree do not grow in each other's shadow. Okay, Joyce, I think we have someone else online.
We do. We have a busy night here ahead of us, so we have someone very excited to talk to you. Luann from Pittsburgh area, and she has actually been to your classes. So she actually wants to share a story with you, and she does have a question for you. She's hoping you can tune in. She feels the need for a change in her life. She's very successful at what she does, but she is feeling the need for a change. So, Luann, we have you on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi
Reverend White. Great,
Hi.
Reverend White. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. You know, when I go visit you, when go ahead, honey.
Go ahead, sir. You speak.
Okay. I just saw this beautiful light. I saw these beautiful colors around you. Now, color is also a manifestation of energy. Okay. So I get a feeling, as I'm looking at your Akashic records, which you could say is the soul agreements that you made with God before you came here, I do believe that you are beginning a new road in life. I do beginning that you're beginning a new adventure, okay? Now, the only thing is, I don't know if you've met the people you're going to meet, so I get a feeling of you'll have partnerships in this. Okay, now that I've said that, I get a feeling as I go into the month of February, this will all become a lot clearer. This will make a lot more sense to you. But is there a very specific question you'd like to ask us tonight?
I do. I'm thinking about continuing my education. I'm in my 50s. I'm a nurse, but in my job I'm very limited about what I can do. I'm very interested in hospice work, but I feel that I'm not sure that's what it is, Reverend White. I feel like I'm just, there's something out there that I'm just missing. I'm thinking about taking some Reiki classes this year. I'm very into the healing aspect of things.
Okay.
Go ahead.
As you're talking, I'm getting all that about you. Now, I actually saw you. I saw you teaching those things in the future. By the way, I'll say that again.
Oh, good.
I see you teaching those things in the future, and actually, I don't know if this is a church or, you know, or a seminar that you're giving at another place, but I thought I saw you intuitively standing on a platform, and you're speaking to groups, the groups of people. Okay. I also get a feeling, you may not understand this right now, you may become a minister. Okay. Because I get a feeling as time goes on, they're telling me, the spirit people that are doing this with me are telling me that if you become a minister, it'll give you a greater platform. Okay? I really do see you into holistic healing, you know? But the feeling that I get is I believe that in the future you'll be with other, you could call them nurses, and also other spiritual practitioners. And I get a feeling of you will work out of a center, but I also get a feeling that you'll go visit people in hospitals in the future. I also see you working with senior citizens, and for some reason I'm looking at senior citizens who have Alzheimer's and things like that. And I get a feeling of giving them healing and helping them, and I don't understand this, but helping them to recover their memory by working with energy. That's exactly what I see you doing.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
okay,
exciting.
You're very welcome.
I'm an LPN, and today I worked on a different unit in my nursing home, and it was all just Alzheimer's and different dementia. They have to be on a locked unit because of their wandering and different things. So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I work today. May I share a little story with you about your class classes?
Go ahead.
I went to class you had at Lilydale a few years ago, and it was one of your three-day workshops. And in one of them, you took us to Atlantis. You made us remember Atlantis and if we were there and what kind of clothes we were wearing. And you said something along the lines of somebody was putting something in our hands, and you left it very open as what it was and what we could do with it. And I felt that something was placed in my hands, and I was told it was very, very valuable, or I can keep it, or I could eat it. So, of course, being the person I am, I decided to eat it. So when you brought it down to the meditation, I was so high, it was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's my story. It was really fun.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so thank you for calling me. Thank you, honey.
Hey, thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.
Next, we have an email, actually, from Mary Lynn. She is from Albuquerque, and she wants to know when is the best time to open her new business. She's looking at December or January, and she wants to know if you have any tips.
Okay, Mary Lynn, let me tune into you. Okay, so when I remember, I come an extension of your thinking. I seem to be running into doubts that you have that could actually block you from doing it. Okay, you need to be a little bit careful that you don't depend on other people too much, because that could delay a lot of things. Okay, now I'm not saying you can't try in January or February, but it really seems to be going to the month of March, as we're in 2018. And when I'm in the month of March, I seem to see you signing some type of lease, and I get a feeling. I don't know if you do trade shows or not, but I see you also at a place where you could say that you're marketing your skills, and I get a feeling of you're going to be joining some other type of business organization that helps to bring customers to you. So again, I get a feeling more in the month of March. Now remember what we said: you got to be a little bit careful that you don't depend on people. Another way of putting it is giving people that you're going to have working with you or for you, and they're not able to handle the tasks, okay? So if you are careful with that, that won't drain your energy, and I know that you will be obviously very, very, very successful. Okay, you know, talking about people who are starting businesses, there's a saying, according to the law, We all have natural talents. And there are other people out there in the world that are looking for your very specific talent that you have. And that equals prosperity. That equals prosperity. And of course, when you make your work a manifestation of your passion, then you are truly, truly, truly happy in your life. And the next stage, of course, is that when you use your natural talent to serve humanity, perhaps some of you have heard me say this before, another mystic say something very similar, that you honor your creator, your family tree, and you leave your imprints on the sands of time. You leave your imprints on the sands of time. So Mary Lynn, God bless you. I really feel that you are going to be successful.
Okay, and next we have Christina. She's from Rochester, New York, and Christina is wondering if you could talk to her about the direction of her career. Are you there, Christina?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. It's quite an honor to talk to you.
Okay, it's an honor definitely to talk to you. Okay, so ask me the very specific question. I want to hear it from your voice.
From my voice, just a direction of my career, whether you see
okay.
me changing path sooner or...
Okay, I got it. Let me go visit you. You know, in a way, I do feel as though you are doing what your soul wants you to do, but I see you rearranging it in a different way. Okay? Okay, let me see what I get here. I believe that as we go into the month of February, you're going to meet some people that are doing what you are doing, but they seem to be doing it at a higher level, a little bit more successful than what you are doing at this time. I see you also, as time goes on, I see you also working with people who know how to market their skills, who know how to, you could say, to produce yourself or advertise about yourself. I get a feeling, I'm actually in the springtime with you, and I saw all this mail coming to you. Now, I don't know if this mail has to do with emails or physical mail coming to you, but it's all people who want to have your services, okay? So I don't believe it's necessary for you to change what you're doing in life. I just believe that you're going to be meeting some people and to help you to advertise what you do more and get better at it. Anyways, that's my intuitive impression, honey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Good night.
Okay. And so, again, when you make your work a manifestation of your passion, and what is it to work with love? It is to weave a cloth with threads, even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. It is to build a house with affection, even as if your beloved were to dwell in that house. It is to sow seeds with tenderness and reap the harvest with joy, even as if your beloved were to eat the fruit. It is to charge all that you fashion with the breath of your own spirit and know that all the blessed dead are standing about you and watching. Well, you know that I am a spiritualist, and here we are at Lilydale, and we know that our ancestors on the other side of life come and try to help us to develop our skills and help us with things that have to do with business. Now, ask yourself this question. If you have some ancestors on the other side of life who did something very similar to what you are doing now or what you want to do, perhaps it is them that's helping you and trying to inspire you. In some religious circles, we do believe that we continue the skills and the desires of our ancestors. Okay, so what do we have now, Joyce?
We have a caller from Florida, Lana, and Lana would like to know if you see any changes coming up for her this year. Lana, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lana. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Can you give me... Hi. Now, that's a very general question, so You need to ask it a little bit more specifically, honey.
Okay. Do you see major changes in what areas coming up for me this year?
Go ahead.
I sense that I feel change coming, but I'm not sure which direction it's coming from.
Oh, you don't know if it's your emotional life or your work or your house. Okay, let me see
correct.
What I get. Okay, let me see what I get, honey. Okay. Now there's a reason for this question. Did you just physically move?
I was away most of the year last year, and I came back to my house here in Florida. Yes.
Okay.
So,
because
I believe
you did move. Okay, because I just want to make sure that I'm not telling you old news, because I had a feeling of you moving. Okay.
Well, I moved back. I never moved. I never sold my house, but I was away most
okay.
of the year, and I came
okay.
back.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, there's a reason for this question. Are you living in a small house?
Yes.
Okay, then this is new news. You are moving, by the way. Okay, so I went to visit where you were living, and I felt it was a small house. Then I went into the future, and I felt it was a bigger house that you're living in.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
I get a feeling of, there's a pair of man's shoes at your front door that aren't there yet. Are you married at this time?
No, I'm not.
Because I saw a pair of man's shoes at the front door that aren't there now. And obviously that's obviously a man. Okay. I get a feeling that he seems to be somewhat of an accountant. I don't know if he works for a bank or if he works for an insurance company, but he seems to be very literate in that. He's also interested in yoga and meditation and things like that. I also get
not
an impression that he has traveled to different parts of the world. Okay. And I get a feeling, let me say something silly. He's going to light your fire.
Oh,
I really feel
okay.
I don't take that literally, okay? But I get a feeling of him lighting, you could say lighting the passion for you in your life, okay?
Well,
and anyway,
that's
and sometimes when we meet another person, you know, again, the two become one, and that obviously does a lot of things to do, changing your life, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, thank you very
awesome.
Much. Okay, thank you very much for calling. Okay. And so here we are at Lilydale, the City of Light. Okay. And we're going to mention that there are three other shows that are going on. Okay. And this morning at 10 o'clock this morning in Lilydale, Willow White had her show. Okay. And Celeste is on the show, and it's a very good show. So we hope you tune in to Willow White on every Monday. And Joyce is going to announce the other three shows.
We also have Celeste Elliott. Celeste is a registered medium here at Lilydale. All of the radio show hosts at Lilydale are registered mediums. So Celeste has her show every Friday at 10 a.m. And, of course, we have basically the White Wednesdays with Willa and Journeys of the Light with John White. So that's at 10 a.m. and then again at 8 p.m., of course, with John. And then we also have Colleen van der Zijden, Embracing Your Essence. And that is every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Also, if you are interested in coming for a free healing or a message, there is a free healing service every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Healing Temple. Again, every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 at the Healing Temple. And, of course, we have three different church services on Sunday starting at 10:30 a.m., and that includes healing messages, and the church service. And then there's also one that's starting at 6 p.m. right outside the gate. That is the Fellowships of the Spirit. So Sunday starting at 10:30 a.m., there's two different services, one at the Healing Temple, that's the National Church, and the other at the Assembly Hall, that is the Church of the Living Spirit. And John?
Thank you. If you want to call in to tonight's show, you could phone in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. I just want to mention next week we're having a very well-known person here at Lilydale, Ron Skaronski, will be here next Wednesday on this very show, Journeys of the Light. Ron is a very seasoned minister in spiritualism and also science of mind. And some of you may know him by, he does some of the ghost tours that we have here at Lilydale. And he's a fine speaker and just a source of knowledge. So next week, we're having Ron Skaronski here on the Journeys of the Light. Now, let's just take a moment. I want to say a healing prayer. So for those of you at this time, if you need a healing, whether it be a physical healing, an emotional healing, or a spiritual healing, if you're not driving in your car, close your eyes for a few moments. Close your eyes for a few moments. We ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from our bodies and minds and to restore us to perfect health. We all ask this in sincerity and honesty, and we will do our part. We ask this great unseen healing force to help both absent ones and present, and to restore them to perfect health. We put our trust and love in the power of God. Now, Einstein said imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So use that beautiful creative imagination, because the intuitive mind is a sacred gift. And the gift of healing is each in every one of us. So imagine that you're getting healed. And like Jesus said in the Bible, when you ask with sincerity, you will receive. So thank God for the healing that has already taken place. Again, thank God for the healing that has already taken place. Okay, Joyce, so what do we have on the schedule?
Actually, I just wanted to make a correction to the radio show. Embracing Your Essence with Colleen VanderZeiden is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Again, Tuesdays at 8 p.m., that's Colleen VanderZeiden, Embracing Your Essence. And the four different radio show hosts reside here at Lilydale. They are registered mediums, and it's looking like more radio shows are forthcoming in the future months. We can't say exactly when, but the radio show started in September, and people from all around the world are welcome and have been listening and calling in. We take questions and invite people to share their spiritual stories every week. And all of the radio hosts have the same number to call in. That is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818.
Okay, and in the near future, you can also watch us on Facebook Live. Okay, so in the coming months, Lilydale will have its program, their summer program. If anyone has ever been to Lilydale, we believe very much in education. And we help you to become what I call intuitively literate. There are some people who have suspicions that there's only special people that can do this type of thing. Well, let me tell you a story. A long time ago, when people did not know how to read and write, other people thought they were special. No, it's not special, it's literacy. Now, of course, you have to have a passion and a desire, you know, and if you have a good passion and desire, you too can develop the gifts of the Spirit. And the reason why we call them gifts of the Spirit is that they were given to you before you were born. So some of the gifts of the Spirit that we teach you here at Lilydale and we practice is the gift of prophecy, the gift of the ability to discern the Spirit. That means working with mediumship, communicating with our ancestors who have passed on and angels, and also the gift of healing. But the truth being that all these forms of the Spirit are for the purpose of healing and helping and encouraging people. So even in the early Christian church, they would stand up and give prophecy and give healing and communicate with the angels. Joyce, what do we have on there?
Well, we actually had an email from Brian. Brian is from Danvers, and he is wondering if you see his lifetime of bachelorhood changing anytime in the near future.
Okay. Let me go visit you. Where is he, again, where does he live, Joyce?
Danvers.
Okay. What state is that in?
Massachusetts.
Okay. Let me go visit him. Well, this is my interpretation. In order for you to attract a good, positive relationship, it's a good idea if you hang out in good, positive places. Okay? I get a feeling... yes, I do actually see, the more I talk, the more I get. I do see you meeting a person, and I get a feeling that they will value you. They will love you. They will honor you. Okay? But, you know, I see you getting cold feet, to make a long story short. Now, I'm going to try to predict what time of the year that this will happen. I'm in the month of June with you. Okay? And I seem to see you at a concert, some type of a musical concert. And you're there with the girl. And I get a feeling that I believe that that's the girl that would like you to join them in life, in partnership, and in marriage. Okay. Now, remember, if the timing is a little bit off, the event is still on. Good. Okay, so here we are in Lilydale, the city of light.
John, and we actually have something different for you tonight, a little challenge. Sometimes people are shy, too shy to call in, and so we wanted to know if you could connect with someone in the audience who is a little bit too shy to call in and maybe get something about what's going on with them or whatever you're picking up. So if you say their name and a message for them.
Okay. So again, the let me just say something before I do this. Without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. Arrive without traveling. Do all without doing. No need to leave your room. Remain seated at your desk and listen. Do not even listen. Be still and mindful, and the world will offer itself freely to be unmasked. It has no other choice. I'm hearing the name Dennis or Denny. I believe that he drives for a living, okay? And he's getting tired of doing that because he doesn't get to spend a lot of time with his wife and his children or his child. I get a feeling that I saw him starting his own business. For some reason, I seem to be in a place where they're selling car parts, but I feel as though he ends up being the manager of that business, and so there he gets to stay home. Now, I know, Dennis, whoever you are, I know that you know that I'm talking to you because you're listening to me right now, and I know that will make a lot of sense to you. For those of you that I'm doing this in this way, when you do recognize what I'm saying, please phone us and let us know. Okay? There is a lady. I feel as though she's in a hospital bed. I get a feeling that I sense healing around her. I get a feeling of in her digestive system. I feel as though it looks like she has eaten something that's given her just a little bit of discomfort. In her digestive system. I'm not allowed to say exactly what because I'm not a doctor, but I see the healing in her, and she'll be out in the morning time. Okay? I'm also sensing a younger person listening to this. and they're trying to choose between taking drugs and also meditating. You know who I'm talking to. And I get a feeling that they're listening to this, and I do believe that they will be doing yoga because that's what their soul is attracting them to. And I feel as though they'll actually end up being a teacher in yoga in the future. Now, let me speak to you clearly. You know, you don't need to hang out with those friends anymore that have nothing else to do but to take drugs, okay? I see you getting high and getting very clear in a very, very clear way. Your name sounds like Joseph, or a name that sounds like Joseph to me. I know that you know who I'm talking to. Okay? Good.
Okay. And we did have an email from Isabella. She is from Florida. And she's wondering, John, if you can tune in and tell her if she's going to have a family and if you're picking anything about when.
Okay. Okay. Say her name again.
Isabella.
Isabella. Okay. Okay, Isabella, what I'm tuning into you, you know, obviously having a family, it's important that we're in a relationship that also supports the family. Okay. I don't believe whatever man is around you right now, this is only my interpretation, I don't believe that this is the man that you're going to have that deeper relationship where there will be a family. I get a feeling, my interpretation, you could be meeting a person who has two children from a previous marriage, okay? And also, I get a feeling that you'll have children with him also. And that's what I'm getting. And so, as I'm tuning into the time of the season with you, I feel like I'm more in the month of May when this makes a little bit more sense to you. Okay, now remember, people, that when I talk about a specific time, I always talk about the type of relationship, the type of thing you'll be doing, because again, if the timing is a little bit off, that does not mean that the event is off. Okay, very good, very good. And so, here at Lilydale, we were talking about the educational programs that we have here. And you can tune into the Lilydale website at lilydaleassembly.com. Pretty soon, they'll be up what workshops are being held this summer. I do believe that there's going to be approximately 250 different workshops that are going to be here this summertime. And the workshops are everything from mediumship, how to develop your own mediumship, Akashic records, that means finding out what the sacred contracts are that you created with God before you showed up in the world. We also have lots of different workshops on different forms of healing. We have workshops on the ability to manifest things. We have workshops on getting to know who your spirit guides are. We have workshops on getting to know who the angels are that are working with you. And at Lilydale here in the summertime, for those of you who are developing your mediumship, there are 3 outdoor services every day except on Sunday. And you're able to stand up sometimes in front of hundreds of people and to work with the spirit. So this is a great educational place for you to come here. And one of the special events that we have is Children's Week. We all love Children's Week. And that's when children at a relatively young age, I believe everywhere from 5 to about 16 years old, they come here and they develop their intuition and different forms of creativity. Because remember the words of Einstein, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And you could say, Einstein said this, that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten the gift. So besides wisdom and knowledge, intuition is one of the highest forms of intelligence there is.
And during the off season, which is basically the fall, winter, and spring, there are regular events, and of course there is no charge to come to Lilydale in the off season, and many of the mediums are still
on the ground and available for readings, but of course it's better to call ahead or check their website and email them. But aside from the mediums, there are three church services. Two of them start at 10:30, one starts at 6 p.m., and the one that starts at 6 p.m. is right off the grounds of Fellowship of the Spirit. And then there is the Community Healing Service, Wednesdays starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Healing Temple, and that, of course, is free. There is a medium Sunday, every second Sunday after the church service, which is about noon, I believe. There's a brunch at $5, a community brunch, and you can get a mini reading for $10. Most Thursdays, that would be the first, third, and fifth Thursdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., there is djembe drumming with George Cleese. Again, the first, third, and fifth Thursday, 7:30 p.m., djembe drumming with George Cleese. On Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m., there's a mediumship class with Judith Rochester, a longtime medium and teacher, Awaken the Medium in You. Again, that class is Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. with Judith Rochester. The name of the class is Awaken the Medium with You, Within You. And then on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11, there is a gentle vinyasa flow yoga and meditation with Nancy. Saturdays from 10 to 11, gentle vinyasa flow yoga and meditation with Nancy.
So you see that we have a lot of different workshops and a lot of lot going on here at Lilydale, even during the winter season. I do believe there's roughly 30,000 people who come here in the summertime and literally from all around the world. And there's also different mediums and mystics and teachers that come from all around the world. For those of you who knew Wayne Dyer, who's passed on now, was one of our favorite teachers. He came here approximately 7 years in a row. And he taught us a lot, and we do appreciate, and we believe from the world of spirit, he is still working here with us in Lilydale. And besides Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra has been here many, many, many times. And all the different teachers come here through Lilydale because this is the city of light. You know, we want to wake up the light inside of you. Wake up the light inside of you. Now, each and every one of us could benefit from the art that we know as meditation. So when you slip into meditation, you create a different frequency. Another way of putting it is that you go to the right side of your brain. Remember Einstein saying it's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency. So being intuitive is a frequency. And the different forms of mental mediumship come through what is known as clairvoyance. That means to visually see spirit and see symbols that represent different things in your life that can help you. And also there's something called clairaudience, which means intuitively hearing. And then the other gift, of course, is called clairsentience, which we feel the spirit. And then there's the smelling and intuitively smelling and intuitively tasting. So those are the five modalities of mental mediumship. And you could find those gifts of the Spirit throughout the Bible and all the other holy books in the world. It is people that used these different gifts of the Spirit that created all the religions in the world. Okay? So it is normal and natural for you to develop your intuition, because all the prophets in the world that we named all the religions after, Christianity, Judaism, Muslim, Sufi, Hinduism, Buddhist, New Thought, New Age, it's all based on using that beautiful intuitive mind of yours and connecting with your higher self, with your higher self. Well, we just have a little bit more time for tonight's show. If you'd like to call in, you can call in at 818-739-8818. That's 818 7398818.
Okay, and we have an email from Sarah. Sarah is from Boston, Massachusetts, and she wants to know if you see her becoming a minister anytime in the next few years.
Okay. Sarah, let me go visit. Let me go visit you. Actually, when I go visit you, I hear the name Raphael. That's actually name of that's one of the angels that work with a person who's developing their higher self. I see you actually working with the angels. If you're not a Reiki healer now, I see you being a Reiki healer, and you're studying the chakras. I'm sensing that you're beginning to study the chakras and to know more about that. And I do believe that you're developing what is known as the gift of knowledge. That means higher forms of intuitive intelligence. And with all that, yes, I do see you being a minister. But I also see you speaking in different types of churches, not just a spiritualist church. Like there's Unity and there's Science of Mind and there's New Thought. There's different churches that I see you working in and speaking in. I know you didn't ask if you were going to travel or not, but I don't know why I'm thinking of Italy with you. I seem to find myself thinking of Italy with you. So I do have to admit, I have a spirit guide who's a travel agent who seems to tell me when people are going to visit. So I do believe that this trip of Italy, even though it may not make sense to you at this time, will be very relevant. And after you come back from that trip, yes, I do believe that you'll become a minister. Okay, thanks for sending in that that email. Okay. And so here we are at the city of light. Now, in Hinduism, city is another way of saying the gifts of the spirit, the gift of intuition, the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of your ability to discern the spirit. And we can't overemphasize. So when Jesus said, "These things I do, you can do also. And even the least among you can do all that I do and even more." And so if you sincerely want to develop the gifts of your spirit, if you sincerely are very intended to do that, then the angels will come around and work with you. So again, next week we're going to have Ron Skaronski, a very well-known medium, mystic, and teacher here at Lilydale. And so make sure that you call in next week when he will be on the show. And definitely listen to the other three mediums that also have their radio shows here at Lilydale. Okay. And so tonight, people are phoning in about relationships, and people are phoning in about work, and people are phoning in about, you know, what their future possibilities are. But you do know that you are the one that is creating your own future, okay? Think of this. You are not in the world is in you. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up into the world that you have created. Do not be surprised. You created it. Now, knowing that, you know, you are co-creator with your creator. So anything that you really want in your life, look inside yourself. Look inside yourself, and you will find the skills that are there to manifest that. And all you need to do is to be sincere, to create that frequency, and to be sincere, and then what will happen is that you will develop that. Okay, so we have a Rose from San Diego. Okay, and Rose wants to know, do you see her getting married? Oh, everybody wants to get married. Okay, well, let me go visit you, Rose, from San Diego. You know, this may be an unusual question, but I just heard that it's your choice. It's your choice. So we must be talking about you having a person in your life right now or one very soon, and it is your choice. See, I'm not here to tell you that you should or you shouldn't. I'm getting exactly, Rose, that it will be your choice. Okay, thanks, Rose, for calling us. Okay. And of course, Rose, let me just say this to you. I do feel you're obviously very, very intuitive, okay? And I believe that you have a lot to offer. I know you didn't ask for this, but I also see you physically moving. Okay, very good. Okay. Oh, I'm still in you. Okay, sorry, Rose. You're supposed to be either doing some writing or writing in the diary. I'm being told that you get a lot from your dreams. Okay? You get a lot from your dreams. You know, I am a medium, and I don't know why I'm thinking about your dad at this time, or a man that feels like your dad, who's in spirit, and I feel as though he's encouraging you, okay? But what he seems to be saying is that there are some courses that you promised yourself that you would take, that you do, before you get married. So I'm just a messenger, so I just want to give you that little bit of extra information that we have gotten. Okay, so let me ask you a question out there. Does anybody out there know of any spiritual master who never meditated? I always ask my students that, because when you meditate, you go to the same place that you go to when you're asleep at night, but you're wide awake at the same time. So when the Buddha said to be awakened and be mindful, that means by meditating, you get to open up your intuition, okay, and you get to listen to your own spirit. Remember, we said to you that you are the one that's creating your own reality through your thinking, and all people like me do is that we tell you what you're creating. So you're the one that's creating your future, and people like me are just telling you what you're creating. Now, it is possible that we could be lonely in life, but it's impossible to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your little mind. So we have our beautiful ancestors on the other side of life who come around us and help us and inspire us. And we also have spirit guides who come around us and inspire us. So whatever your interest is, you'll also have spirit guides and ancestors that see that in you and will want to encourage you and help you. On a higher level, there's also angels that will come around us and inspire us. Okay, so remember, it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible for you to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your little mind. And why do we have all these angels and guides and ancestors around us? Well, that's how much you're loved. If you knew how much you were loved, if you just knew how much you were loved, you would know that in the end, regardless what happens to you, you're always going to be okay. You know, I have a friend in the spirit world who used to say, whatever happens, in the end, it's going to be okay. Now, sometimes it's a little bit difficult for us to grasp that when we're going through our own trials and tribulations. But in the end, it's going to be okay. So in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So thank you for tuning into the Journeys of the Light here at the City of Light of Lilydale, and God bless.